This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Hi, this is Alan Kasten, Illinois Farm Bureau District 14 Young Leader Representative. Can't wait to check the markets. By joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you can receive the weekly Farm Week newspaper free. You'll love the charts in the back. How about the free Farm Week market information? You can also receive the latest updates about the markets on your cell phone. Get AgriVisor free online, plus listen to the free RFD radio network and podcast. Brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
First of all, on the Farm Show on this Tuesday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat trading at 772 and a quarter, up 5 1/4. May wheat trading at 779, up 5 1/2. March corn trading at 726 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. May corn trading at 724 and 3/4, up 1 3/4. March soybeans now trading at 1432, up 14. May beans trading at 14.18, up 12 3/4. The overnight crude oil market, 6 cents lower at 94.08. The Brent crude, a nickel lower at 111.83. The February gold contract, $11.60 higher at $1,681. The U.S. dollar index, one higher at 79.588. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 767. That was up 12 1/4. May wheat ended the day at 773 1/2, up 11 1/2. July wheat ended at 777, up a dime. March corn yesterday ended at 724, up 15 1/4. May corn ended at 723, up 16. July corn ended at 714, up 15 1/4. January soybeans yesterday ended the day at 1459 and 3/4, up 35. March beans ended at 1418, up 44 and 3/4. May beans ended the day at 1405 and 1/4, up 41 and 1/4. January soybean meal yesterday ended at 417.90, up 148. March meal ended at 417.50, up 132. May meal ended at 411.80, up 126. January soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 50.17, up 129. March oil ended at 50.45, up 121. May oil ended the day at 50.82, up 119. March oats yesterday ended at 354, up 7 1/4. May oats ended the day at 359 and 3/4, up 7 1/2. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Monday, with soybean futures sharply higher. due to a dry weather forecast for South America soybean crop. That gave strength to the futures. Also helping boost the soybean futures was another announced sale of 120,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China for the 2012-2013 crop year. Now, in northern and western Illinois, Country Green dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 12 to 16 cents higher at 704 to 716. Shell corn bids were, or excuse me, soybean bids were 45 to 49 at 1413 to 1434. In central Illinois, Country Green dealers quoted shell corn at 13 to 18 cents higher at 714 to 735. Soybean bids were 41 to 47 at 1423 to 1435. In southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 15 to 20 cents higher at 707 to 747. Soybean bids were 43 to 45 cents higher at 1435 to 1463. Wheat bids were 11 to 12 cents higher at 755 to 772. Now, Illinois soybean processors, cash soybean bids were 45 cents higher at 1453 to 1458. Basis was steady at plus 35 to plus 40 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $13.20 a ton higher, and the price was $43.50 to $437.50 a ton. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 15 cents higher at $7.34 to $7.48, with the basis steady at plus 10 to plus 24 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 15 cents higher at 726 to 729 with a steady basis at plus 2 to plus 5 over the March. Soybeans ended 45 to 48 cents higher at 1463 to 1473 with the basis steady to 3 cents higher at plus 45 to plus 55 over the March. New crop wheat prices were 10 cents higher at 735 to 752. With a steady basis at minus 42 to minus 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids at 17 to 18 cents higher at 724 to 726 a bushel. These elevators raised their soybean prices 45 to 50 cents with quotations at 1473 to 1488. Soft wheat closed 15 cents higher, 781 to 782, and Milo ended the day 35 cents higher at 708 to 709. Now moving on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. Beginning in northern Illinois, corn prices or corn futures were 537 to 556, soybeans at 1236 to 1251. In central Illinois, corn bids were 546 to 564, and soybeans 1246 to 1261. In southern Illinois, corn was 543 to 568, and beans were 1244 to 1257. New crop wheat, 735 to 747. That ends our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended the day at 85.22, up $1.02. April hogs ended at 87.85, up 72. May hogs ended at 94.80, unchanged. February cattle yesterday ended at 130.35, down a quarter. April cattle ended at 134.75, up 20. June cattle ended at 129.65, down a nickel. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 149.45, down 42. March feeders ended at 151.42, down 2. April feeders ended at 153.30, down 7. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were traded at 59 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass range from $72 to $80.41. with a weighted average carcass price of $79.14. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded lower. U.S. 1 and 3 grades, 400 pounds or less, were 38 to 41. The 4 to 5 weights were at 40 to 43. And the 500 to 550 pounders, 42 to 45. 550 and up, 45 to 47. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts, country buying points traded lower, ranging from 51 to 56. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 9,843 head. From the USDA Estimated Pork Carcass Cutout Report, trading had been mostly steady with 94 loads traded. 200-pound carcass was trading at $83.90, which was 43 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $194.09, which was 15 cents lower, and select carcasses $184.76, which was $127 higher. Now the report from a special cattle auction at Fairview Sale Barn, they showed receipts of 1,876 head. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights, ranging 180 to 195.50 and 195.50 to 206 for some fancies. The five weight steers at 166 to 177, and the fancies were bringing 179 to 190.50. Six weights, 138 to 150.50, with some fancies at 153 to 157. Feeder steers, large ones, 600 pounders, were bringing $135 all the way up to 161 for some fancies. 700 pounders were 125 to 145. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were selling for 155 all the way up to 180 for some fancy heifers. The five weights at 140 to 155.50 and some fancy selling at 160. Six weight heifers, 130 to 153.50. And heifers, medium and large, one and twos, five weights, 132.50 to 148. Some six weights at 132 to 140. Now, moving on to Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. They had receipts of 1,873 bales compared to last week. Small squares of alfalfa sold 50 cents lower, with grass, hay, and straw trading mostly steady. Trade was moderate and moderate demand for large offerings. Starting with alfalfa hay, premium quality squares traded at $6.10 to $6.50, with large squares at $140. Good quality small squares ranged from $4.40 to $5.70, with large squares at $101. Large rounds were bringing $86 to $106 a bale, and fair quality small squares sold at $2.60 to $3.70. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality small squares traded from $6 to $9, and alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares range from $5.40 to $5.80. Premium quality small squares traded from, orchard grass, premium small squares traded from $9.60 to $10.10, with the large squares at $120. Mixed grass, good quality small squares range from $4 to $5.90, and the large rounds at $66 to $76. That concludes our afternoon livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.46 up a half; for block cheese, $1.72 unchanged; for barrel cheese, $1.67 and a quarter unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $18.12. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $7.30. For February, $7.15. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $7.22. For February, $7.15. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $14.57. For February, $14.35. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.46. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hawk Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield $7.30, corn at Scottville $7.22, beans at Greenfield or Scottville $14.57, and wheat at Scottville $7.46. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning. Right now, Color Radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Whether you're in municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEM.
Hi, I am Greg Urie from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 30s with light northeast winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny and warmer, high temperatures in the low 40s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-20s, high temperatures in the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure falling, and our temperature 16 degrees under mostly clear skies. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Envirofoam of America, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. First of all, in our farm news today, the Hamilton Hay Auction was held Saturday at their site near Fosterburg. We talked to Mike Hamilton, and he tells us how things went.
Well, Randy, we had pretty heavy offerings and a pretty nice buyer crowd. Went up to 1,784 small squares. The straight alfalfa was in a price range. We had some bottom bales at $3.10, and we had some premium hay at $7.70 a bale. We had some alfalfa orchard grass from $5.60 up to $8.20, and we had some straight orchard grass, something that we haven't seen much of this year. It was real fancy, brought $7.50 to $10.10 a bale. The grass, just straight grass, was from $2.60 to $5, and we had 550 bales of straw from $1.60 to $1.90. We had 209 3x3 baits. The alfalfa was at $101 a bale. We had some mixed grass from 51 up to 120. We had 57 bales of Milo at $58, and we had 10 bales of straw at 30. In the round bales, we ended up with 83 of them. We had some real nice stored inside alfalfa from 88 to 106 a bale. We had some round bales of orchard grass at 87, and we had, 45 bales of mixed grass from $60 to $76, and the straw was at $21 a bale this week, round bales.
Those small squares that you talked about earlier, that good orchard grass from $7.70 to $10, have you ever seen it that high before?
You know, back in the last drought we had in 06 and 07, we sold a lot of hay in that $10 and $12 range. This was some exceptionally good hay, and we had some people here to raise alpacas. They was needing it for them, so they probably would have gave more if they had to.
Back at it again this weekend?
Yeah, we'll be chopping hay Friday from noon on, and I'd like to have everything on a lot at least by 10:30. Sale starts promptly at 11 o'clock.
Okay, I'd say you kind of caught a break on the weather Saturday, too.
Yeah, well, luckily we got the sale in before the storms hit and rain and stuff. We still got a lot of inventory from last week under our shed. I'm hoping people get in here and get it picked up so we can get the new arrivals put under the roof.
And that was Mike Hamilton up at the Hamilton Hay Auction. Once again, they'll be accepting hay for Saturday sale beginning Friday at 11, and the sale will start Saturday at 11. Congressman John Shimkus was recently honored by the St. Louis Agribusiness Club. And with a report, we join Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. This past week, Congressman John Shimkus was awarded the Agribusiness Leader of the Year Award by the St. Louis Agribusiness Club. Early last week, we were in downtown St. Louis for the presentation. Molly Klein is immediate past president for the St. Louis Agribusiness Club. Molly, you were just telling me that you've been a member for over 15 years. You must see a real value in being a part of this group.
Yes, it is very exciting to have an agribusiness club that represents our St. Louis region. We're very excited to always get the word out about what's going on in agriculture in our region. A lot of people don't know how much food, feed, fuel, fiber, and plant material for our enjoyment is produced, shipped, originating in seed here from finished product. So it's very exciting to be able to tell people what we're doing.
And tell us about where we are today.
Today, we're in the downtown St. Louis area at Bache and Skinner, and they are one of the region's largest and oldest, I may add, wholesale floral distributors. And they rely on a lot of living plant material, which took a lot of plant science and knowledge. We just came out of the holiday season, so a lot goes into getting those beautiful poinsettias or originating beautiful greens for your homes. We need plants for our enjoyment and for our celebrations of life. So we're here today to learn more about that sector and how they're contributing to our well-being and to our economy.
You also will be presenting later a very special award, your Agribusiness Leader of the Year Award.
Yes, every year we award a man or woman who embodies leadership for agriculture and who is making contributions through their leadership to the agriculture of our region. So we're very excited today to be giving our award to Congressman John Shimkus from Illinois. And he has excelled in his work in agriculture and promoting and protecting our heritage and looking at the future for all in this region. And energy is one of his specialties, and he's done a lot to champion and allow for the use of our agricultural materials for alternative energy sources, such as corn for ethanol.
Molly Klein with the St. Louis Agribusiness Club awarding Congressman John Shimkus the Ag Leader of the Year Award this past week in St. Louis. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. On Friday, the United States Department of Agriculture released a series of reports. University of Illinois Ag Economist Daryl Good spoke with Todd Gleason about them. And as you hear, Mr. Good thinks the grain stocks report held the most interesting number.
You know, I think probably the most interesting number was the December 1 stocks of corn at 8.03 billion bushels, almost 200 million bushels less than the market expected on average, even though the production number was raised by 55 million bushels. The market was looking for a 100 million bushel cut, so you would have thought perhaps the stocks number was going to be bigger than the market expected. It turned out to be smaller, which implies we're feeding corn at a very rapid pace, much faster than the market had expected going into this report. And as a result, the USDA did raise its forecast for the year by 200 or 300 million bushels for total feed and residual use of corn. I guess the surprising thing, you know, is why the market didn't anticipate seeing this high rate of feed use of corn when animal numbers all fall have been pointing that way. Somehow the market had convinced itself that feed use had been cut and or had lost track that a fair amount of new crop corn had already been fed during the summer months and would show up as disappearance in the December stocks number, and it in fact did. So I think it verifies that we are feeding a lot of corn, and was a shock to the market. So we saw corn prices trading lower going into the report and then make a U-turn sharply higher after the report.
When you put this number, the 802, from the grain stocks report, a million bushels, that is, on hand as of December 1st. Into context of the marketing year, we finish out with a very, very small ending stocks number.
We do. The USDA has that projected right at 600 million bushels and just over 5% of projected consumption. And I think for the most part, 5% of consumption is pipeline supplies. So they are projecting stocks at pretty low levels. And that's with exports at a 43-year low of 950 million bushels. So if that market should heat up a little bit, and or we find out in March that we're still feeding corn at a pretty fast pace, then it says the rationing job that we thought was done is not quite complete yet. So I think taken together, this report should put some support under old crop corn prices into the spring of the year.
Darrell Good, ag economist at the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.
The porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, which is better known as PRRS, typically is a bigger problem during this time of year. Dr. Lisa Becton, Pork Checkoff Director of Animal Health Information and Research, explains the reason for the seasonality of the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome.
There could be a lot of different factors. One of them is obviously temperature related. We know from a lot of research that Scott D has done that PRRS likes, you know, humid, moist, damp, cloudy conditions. And what do we see in the winter? You know, usually it's humid, moist, cloudy, damp conditions. And it's cool because PRRS does not survive as long in hot, sunny weather. So temperature is a factor in some of the transmission. I think, again, we do have barns closed up. You know, a lot of animals just, we don't have as much fresh air turnover and things like that. So if there is virus there, it can be more concentrated in those enclosed barns. So I think, you know, those things are a couple of factors that we see. There may be other things, but those seem to be the two biggest related ones that we fight year after year and the commonalities that we see.
The porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome results in a variety of reproduction and respiratory problems for the swine herd.
It is very much a real problem because the production impacts are not where you want them to be. And so with all the pigs that are raised now and born now that you want to get marketed in the summer, the last thing you want to have is a drop in your production at this time of year.
The Pork Checkoff has made a significant investment in researching the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome. For more details, go to www.pork.org. In other farm news this morning, Illinois corn production plunged 34% last year as a severe drought cost the state bragging rights as the country's second biggest grower of the grain. The federal government announced Friday in its final crop report for 2012. Illinois finished 2012 fourth among corn states, accounting for 1.29 billion bushel of the 10.79 billion reaped nationwide. The state soybeans also suffered with 383.6 million bushel harvested this past year, well short of the 423 million bushel in 2011. Speaking at the annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation on Monday, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack highlighted the unlimited potential of rural America. He also challenged rural Americans to embrace a proactive message that highlights this opportunity for the rest of the nation. The secretary urged farmers and producers to take advantage of innovation, job creation partnerships, and to share their story of a modern, innovating, inspiring rural America to new audiences. The U.S. Grains Council will hold its annual meeting February 11th through the 13th in Charleston, South Carolina, and discuss today's issues while positioning for the opportunities of tomorrow. The world is entering an era of dramatic growth in demands and shifts in consumer preferences, so the United States Grains Council understands new investment and new strategic thinking in food production capacity and infrastructure will be needed for the United States to maintain its competitive position. USGC Director of Global Strategies Eric Erickson says new consumer demand, new policy and regulatory issues that arise and change in the nature of commodity movement will have a serious effect on what is grown, how it is grown, and how it's delivered. To register for that meeting, go to www.grains.org. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat is now trading at 771 3/4, up 4 3/4. May wheat trading at 778 1/2, up a nickel. March corn now trading at 726, up 2. May corn trading at 724 1/4, up 1 1/4. March soybeans now trading at 1427 1/4, up 9 1/4. May beans trading at 1412 3/4, up 7 1/2. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Envirofoam of America, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.